You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1592, brought to you today by U.S. Rider. This time, co-hosts of the Endurance Riding Podcasts, Glenn and Karen, chat about the importance of stretching and rider warm-up.
As horse owners, we spend a lot of time on the road. Let U.S. Rider help keep you covered. Our equestrian motor plan offers fast, reliable, nationwide service from our highly trained roadside assistance team. 24/7 coverage for both you and your horse. Membership includes horse trailer servicing, towing, flat tire repair, even on dual wheels, battery assistance, and lockout service on any vehicle in your plan. We also have your equine companions covered with referrals for emergency vet services, farrier referrals, and emergency stabling assistance. Get peace of mind on the road for you and your horse. Join U.S. Rider today.
Although there's one thing that's changed with this horse. You're getting older, and that leads us into your endurance tip, which is stretching. And it seems like the older we get, the harder stretching is, but the more important it is.
It definitely is. It is so important to stretch yourself out before you ride, and that will help, you know, keep you from having a minimal amount of muscles tightening up, like in your back or in your quads or hamstrings or shoulders and neck and stuff. It really helps. The other thing I have found at this ride, just because it was a kind of a winter season ride and it's cold and dark, is I needed to stretch the next morning before I got out of bed. So I'm laying in bed doing all as many stretches as I could do. So I wanted to talk about the importance of stretching, especially before you get on in the morning. Like, you really want to focus on your legs and core because those are your primary riding muscles. So stretch out your hamstrings, reach down and touch your toes, or do a standing quad stretch. Do some hip flexors. Do a kneeling lunge stretch or a pigeon pose.
I'm tired already. Which is, you just started.
I know. You know, even if it's just 5 minutes, you know, just do each of these stretches, you know, repetitions 4 or 5 times each. Or, you know, if you've got more time, do more or go cycle through them all and then start over. Work on your inner thighs, the butterfly stretch or wide leg forward fold. Your lower back is a cat-cow pose, which I looked that up, and it's where you're doing twists.
Mm, okay.
So I don't know how they came up with that
name. Yeah, I was wondering how they came up with that name.
I was like, but I get it, because I do that when I'm in the saddle. I'll hold my legs, I'll hold my elbows up, you know, like a chicken, and twist back and forth. And so that kind of helps with releasing your lower back. And then for your core, you can do planks or side planks, that sort of thing. And then shoulders, arm circles, cross body, shoulder stretches, and your neck, do gentle head rolls and tilts, and just kind of work through all that. And you know, I find especially the bending down, because it helps stretch out all of the hamstrings and my legs, and it also helps with my back. And then that's going to help, you know, and even at the vet check, partway through the ride or post-ride, it never hurts to do some stretching. And the more you can get into the habit of doing it and setting up a routine, it's going to help, especially like you mentioned, as we get older, our bodies aren't as elastic or flexible as they used to be.
And that is so true. You know, I stand up when I do these shows and I keep a set of weights by my feet. And when you guys are interviewing guests,
that's
when I do my weightlifting. Is when you guys are interviewing guests, I do my weights. It also helps keep me awake too, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, and one last thing is, don't push yourself too hard, especially if you're new to doing this.
Yes. You know, we talk about yoga a lot because yoga really does help riders. There's no question about it. You know, it's been one of the things that when I talk to professional riders, yoga is always mentioned.
Good.
And basically yoga is stretching, right? So, you know, it's not only the mind part, it's the body part. So that is one thing in building the core that I hear from a lot of professionals. So you're right in there with all the professionals, Karen.
Just trying to keep going in the saddle.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.